This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
You're tuned to Morning Edition on AM 580. I'm Dan Simeone. It's time now for us to get our first look at what's happening on the Chicago Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange this morning. With our opening commodity market report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. March wheat in Kansas City opened at 4:14, up 1 on the open. May, 4:18 unchanged. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 3:46, down 1 1/4 on the open. May, 3:56, down 2 1/2. July, 3:68, down 1. September, 3:76 1/2, down 2 1/2. December, 3:87, down 2 1/4. March, 3:95, down 2 1/2 on the open. March corn opened at 2:17 3/4, down 1 on the open. May, 2:28, down 1. July, 2:38 unchanged. September, 2:45 1/2, down 3/4. December, 2:54 3/4, down 1 1/2. March, 2:61 1/4, down 1 1/2 on the open. March soybeans open at 5:83 1/2, up 1/4 on the open. May, 5:96 1/2, up 1/2. July, 6:07 1/2, up 1 1/4. August, 6:08 1/2, down 1/2. September, 6:08, down 2. November, 6:16, up 1/4. January, 6:19 1/2, down 1 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 182.60, up 10 on the open. May, 184.50, up 20. March soybean oil opened at 22.07, up 3 on the open. May, 22.47, up 4. Over at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeder cattle opened at 108.55, down 25 on the open. April, 109.75, down 7 1/2. May, 110 even, down 5 on the open. February live cattle, 90.85, down 62 1/2 on the open. April, 88.75, down 35. April lean hogs open at 63.15 1/2, up 22 1/2 on the open. May, 67.90, down 15. June, 70.15, down 2 1/2. July, 68.05, down 7 1/2 on the open.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Kind of a flat, dull market. In fact, it's been that way for a couple of days now, especially in that corn pit where you look now and virtually none of the contracts trading anywhere different than when they settled yesterday.
Well, Dave, I go back to last week, and it looks like to me that the gold market has basically declared a temporary high and has been turning into rather a dull market, as well as some of the commodity funds' never-ending appetite to buy commodities and on the grain floor. I can declare it the February dullness, the February break time frame in here, and the market sure telling us that it's asleep. You know, and we have had a case where, you know, the some of the commodity pundits have been saying, you know, we're going to have this never-ending rally in corn up to the 270 mark. And like a and I think that if that would happen, it would be sometime in the May, June, or July, August time frame. I think the market's pretty quiet. We're waiting for further developments on the weather, and the weather forecast here in the Midwest looks a little wetter this early a.m.
So 270 depending on summer weather, is that what I'm hearing
you
say? Well,
yeah, and I think that, you know, a lot of these guys are saying, you know, a week ago the way the market was acting that it could happen quick, and you know, it doesn't look like that that's going to happen to me. I think that was just conversation about old past history. I don't think the market's got that kind of pizzazz, and I'm basing it on a couple things. A slightly The crops are maturing in South America fairly rapidly. There is some chances of rain down there, although it would be welcome if it would rain more. Number two is we are seeing farmers sell more corn into the marketplace. And the third thing is you know, when we're out here on these meetings and talking to customers, it sounds like there's still going to be a lot of corn planted in the Midwest.
Short term, do you like the idea that corn will seek its 62% retracement? I guess that would be what, about 213.5 or thereabouts?
Well, that would put the trend into a downtrend. And my situation, the way to answer that, I think it's going to take a good rainfall event in the wheat country, and it's also going to take a good rainfall event in South America for that to happen. Probably it also will need to see, other developments and heavier selling. There is also outside talk that the Congress, the senators, are rather upset with China with their never-ending trade imbalance between the U.S. and China. So, you know, maybe the politicians are going to do some changes as far as trade's concerned. But as of right now, breaking the 40-day moving average, I think, will be maybe a week from now to 10 days before that we'll actually see that kind of a sell-off. We're just not selling the farmer selling. We're not seeing the backup and weakness in basis levels to say that that's going to happen very quickly.
You mentioned no farmer selling. That's certainly also the case over in the soybeans. Is that
pretty
much
what's
just
holding? Well, no, I think the farmers have sold some corn.
Oh, some corn.
I'm sorry. The farmers have sold some corn in here, and we are seeing the terminals a little busier than they were 2 weeks ago.
But in beans, not the case?
Well, there has to be some selling in beans, but nothing like you normally see at this time of year. The trend in soybeans is still officially down. The soybean oil stocks are fairly high. We do understand that the bean basis in South America has improved. I think it's 65 over down there. The farmer is basically caught between a very strong Brazilian currency. Profitability is not very good, so they're going to hold for stronger prices. Really, the U.S. soybean is the cheapest bean in the world at this time. And I think that's one reason why we're not seeing the soybean sell off any more than we are.
When the crop is finally made and in the bin in South America, do we see U.S. beans in futures break below 550?
I think so. I think it's a strong possibility, and I think the timing of that is going to be very interesting, but I'm going to say April-May time frame will probably be the time when we actually see that happen.
Over in the wheat, we're seeing the spreads narrowing. What's going on there?
Well, with this improved moisture in the chances, we did see that spread turn in yesterday. March 1st is the historic day time and the time frame when we actually see Kansas City gain on Chicago wheat from a historic perspective. That's probably when some of the people get brave and actually see just how dry it is and what kind of a pattern develops at that time. Our general feeling also is that the wheat market did see some backing away from Iraq, buying a U.S. origin wheat, the announcement that Australia's crop is larger. There does seem to be some outside competition showing up in the world hard red winter wheat market, and I think that's what basically sold the wheat market off, along with the general deflationary commodity tendencies we're having. You know, these high interest rates are having an effect on slowing the U.S. and the world economies down. If you open up a newspaper, we're seeing just a deluge of for sale homes for sale everywhere. You drive through every little town in America, and some of the bigger go-go cities, for sale signs are all over the street corner. So it does show up, and it's hard to move a house this time of year. But definitely, I think these higher interest rates are definitely slowing the U.S. economy down. And you can see one example is the automobile industry. GM and Ford are having a tough time of it right now.
Paul, great to talk to you. Talk to you again this afternoon.
Have a profitable day.
Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's look at the current tick. Kansas City March wheat, 414, up one. The March contract at the Chicago Board of Trade for wheat at 346 and a quarter, down one. March corn, 218 and a half, down a quarter. May, 228 and a half, down a half. July, 237 and a half, down a half. December, 255 and a half, down three quarters. March beans, 580 and a half, down two and three quarters. May, 593, down three. July, 603 and a half, down two and three quarters. November, 613 and a half, down two and a quarter. March soybean meal, 181.60, down 90. March soybean oil, 22.02, down two. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.